Welcome everybody to the January the 9th of 2017, first meeting of 2017. Welcome back all parish councillors, happy new year to you.
Thank you, Bob.
We have a bit of a mixed agenda tonight because, of course, we had intended to bring Royal Energy in, who are the people behind the anaerobic digester proposal. And at the last minute, they've not been able to come along tonight, which is frustrating. But nonetheless, we definitely intend to have an opportunity for us and members of the public to discuss that and give their views on it. And we will be doing that in the public session at the start. So, as is often the case, the meeting tonight will be in two parts. The first part will be open to the public and it will be a discussion, opportunity for you to ask questions, make comments, etc. And tonight, unusually, we'll do it in three parts. That we'll have the first one is about any issues, particularly about the anaerobic digester that's proposed for the other side of Eastall. But we've given that its own space so that anybody could make any comments on that, any thoughts on that. This is a good opportunity to do that. The second part of that open session will be anything specific to the way the parish council spends its money, and anything to do with the strategy of the parish council. So if we should be doing more things, this is the opportunity for you to be saying that. We're going to do that twice a year, so that you all have the opportunity twice a year to keep your input going on to into strategy and finance, and that will be picked up by the councillors as they go, as good indication of policy direction. And the third part is general stuff, so anything usual stuff, basically, from any comments about the usual stuff like dog poos or you know, problems walking on the grass and hedges and stuff like that. Any of that sort of stuff will be carried out within there. So for tonight, we've extended. Yeah, we've extended the public session from 7:15 for a good 45 minutes, and then we'll start the proper full parish council meeting, so that we've got plenty of time for those three issues. When we then become part of the parish council meeting, you're very welcome to stay, but of course it's a private meeting then. You're welcome to observe and watch and so on, but we will be discussing it and making the decisions around the table. Okay, so let's start with one other thing is, with your permission, if you speak, ask questions, please say who you are, and we'd like to just then put that into the minutes a bit if you ask future questions. That's all right with you. Thank you very much. So the first part is about Raw Energy. Would anybody like to get started? Right, good, thank you. I'll keep one eye on the clock because this could go on. So. Welcome.
Roger Payne.
Roger Payne.
Well, you know, the AD plant.
Where do you live, Roger?
Eastall.
Eastall, okay, thank you.
Since the last parish council meeting, we've now formed a residents group.
Right.
We didn't have one in place last time.
Yeah.
There's quite a few bits, but hopefully won't take too long. Please can you confirm that you've received our report with our objections regarding the AD plant, Castle Hill Road?
Firstly, we can confirm we've had it both in hard copy and electronically.
Thank you. Can you tell us what's happening with the application to LCC for the AD plant?
Not been validated yet. Okay. Because they're waiting for the information from RAW. They thought they'd have it to validate it early this year, but they haven't received. When I rang Friday, they haven't had the information through to validate it. So
does that mean that they haven't actually formally put the application in properly yet?
Yes.
Is that what it means like that?
Yes.
Thank you. At the last meeting, all the councillors present voted against the application for the AD plant in principle for the location. However, there was two councillors missing. Could you confirm that we have their full support, please?
Well, it's not for we can only vote with the team that's available in the meeting.
Okay.
So it's not for us to then, you know, chase up after individuals and
try and
see
what level of support. Okay. We intend to have a public meeting with or without Raw Energy attending. Would you support this meeting by letting us have a room and waiving the charge for the room for the day?
Well, I think we're thinking of having it in the in the village hall. I don't know what. Nothing's been discussed as far as that yet. I mean, we haven't had a decision from Raw whether they will do. They won't do a public consultation. Whether they'll do a public meeting, we don't know yet.
Well, we want a public meeting regardless of whether they come or not.
Well,
it's not forced to be in the village hall. I mean, if we had it for the day, either room would be suitable.
Yeah. Of course, we can't make the decision on the village hall. The village hall committee can only make that decision. We could make the decision on these
either
two rooms.
Either of these rooms would be suitable.
Yeah. It needs to really come to the committee with a proposal for the next meeting. When are you planning to? That's the answer. When are you planning to hold that?
As soon as possible.
As
because
soon as possible.
We don't know how long these things are.
Yeah. Well, why don't
can we propose it then?
Yeah.
Can't
yeah.
Propose it.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Well, I'll
propose
it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then it will be on the agenda. That's your tricky bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. At what cost are we talking? It's not a lot of money, is it? How many hours do you consider?
It would be best, a reasonable answer to come to allow for people during the day and evening.
Oh, I see. Like a full day type drop-in, a drop-in type
session. Yes.
Okay, so it would add up to a bit of cash then, wouldn't it, by the hour. Leave it with us. We'll see how can you catch up, Catherine? We'll come back. Or we might, if we do have that.
So we might have an extraordinary meeting for some planning applications. So we could perhaps include it on that one, so that it would be before the next main meeting.
The next main meeting is the second week of February.
Yeah.
So if you're planning to do it before then, we would need to do something like that. Otherwise, anyway, we'll get back to you on that.
With the Raw Energy people not turning up tonight, we're concerned that this may leave the back door open for them to go straight to LCC and get it pushed through the back door without any going through the right things. Could this happen, or could you stop this happening?
When it's validated, they automatically notify the parish council.
So they can't sort of get it railroaded through the back door. Okay, that gets that one out of the way. With these objections, is it that the resident group should be taking the lead, or would the parish council be taking the lead?
I think what you're doing is, that's the right thing to be doing, is to make sure that we as a parish council are aware of the public's view on it. I think we can guess a lot of it, but I think the more you make us aware of the specific points, that is only going to help. Because when it comes to us for consultation from LCC, we will already then be fired up with the knowledge and information you're giving us, and that will help us to be able to make the right decision.
Do you know at this stage how large the AD plant would be?
Well, we've got good indication because two or three others have visited a similar plant in Oxfordshire.
The good example is Stragglethorpe. If you go and look at Stragglethorpe, that's what they're intending to build.
Have we got any figures for that one anyway?
Well, I haven't got. I'm talking about visually.
Traffic and that sort of movement, because obviously the bigger the plant, the more.
That's what they. But whilst we were on site, we spoke to them about it, and I mentioned Stragglethorpe, and they said that was very similar. One of the issues that I've got with that aspect of it is that where we went to, and I know you were at the last meeting, that they'd actually, the site we went to, they buried 7 metres of that tank in the ground, so that it was actually no more than just almost 3 to 4 metres high.
Yeah, no,
so
that was not possible.
But that's Well, it depends where it finishes up, that's the thing. But for people who don't know where the, does anybody know where the Strangford one is? That's what it's
46 and head south towards the M1. Yeah. When you go down there, the second Shell garage on the left hand side.
It's the BP garage.
But that's the design of what they're going to build, which is horrendous.
You commented that the planning application hadn't been validated. Once it does get validated, if it gets validated, how long would we have to register objections before it's approved?
I don't know. Does anybody know specifically how long we've got? Usually there's a period of some 6 weeks for consultation. Certainly it will allow for at least one session of parish council, because they'll give it to us and allow us the time to consider it, and then... And it's in that window that you need to make sure that, I mean, in essence, you're doing it well in advance of that window. You're telling us your opinion and your view. So that's the opportunity for us then to make our official comments back on the anaerobic digester.
This could be our only concern regarding getting the public meetings. There's only 6 weeks and we can't get a date for the public meeting now.
Yeah.
It could rush things again at the end where we're not getting sufficient support and signatures on paper.
Yeah.
Well, I have gone back to them asking for a date for the meeting.
Then the only other thing is, if you agree to let us have a room, if you could let us have the dates and as soon as possible, please.
There you go. Okay, thank you, Roger.
And that's it. Okay,
thank you. Roger, before you go, have you got a method that we can contact you on? So
I've got that.
Oh, you've got that. Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, anybody else on the anaerobic digester? Any other thoughts about that specifically? Any concerns? No, anything from fellow councillors that we need to voice tonight about the anaerobic digester?
Well, the only thing I've got to comment on it, Bob, it seems that they've given us all the information and now they seem to be dragging the feet. It should be fairer to the local community that they give us an answer one way or the other what they're going to do. To give us our
to what Raw Energy wants
what Raw
proposed
Energy,
to do.
Yeah, proposed
yeah.
to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Roger. Alan?
I've actually made a request for the gas line,
yes,
because they are adamant that they've got to, that site is because it's adjacent to the gas line.
Mm.
The unfortunate part about it is the person who will supply it to me is currently skiing until the day after tomorrow.
Right.
So I won't get it until early next week, but as soon as I've got it, I'll let you have it, Roger.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bob? I've not seen the report yet, the objections. So I understand the objections are to do with the site of the proper of the new plant, or are they to do with traffic, or are they to do with the noise?
Everything you just mentioned plus.
Yeah.
The traffic is the main concern because it's already a dangerous crossing, but you've got noise, pollution, air pollution, pollution from the plant. Increased diesel vehicles, which are already increased on that side. Suitability of the site is, if you read the report, it will tell you everything that we've looked into, and it does go on and on. It's taken about an hour to read it for a while.
Okay, so it's all been followed. Is there any other specific things that we want to mention? Noise pollution.
If they use food waste. Originally they said they weren't going to use food waste, and now that is not the case, they are applying food waste. Major concern with storage of vermin.
That would really be made. I think we've got vermin rats that type of thing on the report as well.
It's difficult to argue that, yeah, because because they haven't fully submitted it yet, we can't say you're trying to get food waste if they haven't actually said that yet. So we've sort of got to wait until it actually goes in.
So with them dragging their heels.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit disappointing they're not here now, because many of these questions could have quite, I mean, even if you didn't get a straight answer, you could probably tell by body language what the real answer was.
Very good. Any other comments?
I'm going to say your report has been circulated to everybody today, Parish Council wise, by email.
Can I make a comment on that? I thought it was a cracking report, actually. So, well done to the team that put it together. That's excellent. There are certainly three things that this Parish Council can do, definitely, and are doing. The first thing is that we're trying to encourage your energy to come to this meeting and meet us and meet you. The second thing is we want them to come to a proper consultation, full consultation, with plenty of time and space, either, as you say, a drop-in type session or a single meeting in the evening, where all the public would be invited. And we'd like them to advertise that, because we think that's really an important part of it. So we're actively encouraging them to do that. And the third thing is we will be asked our view by LCC as consultees to the process, as consultees to the process. So at that stage, we want to be putting a good case, and we'll be in a position to do that. It will be up to members to take their own view. You know, we don't do it all en masse. We have a vote. There's only approval and people can vote for it or against it. But we will be in a position to win. We're well tuned with the arguments and the debates, so you know about that.
Thank you.
And actually, indeed, there was a public consultation some about 9 or 10 months ago in this room. And I think at least 5 of us turned up that day to tell them what we thought. So, you know, that was before we even got to this stage. So we're actively involved, very much so. But thank you for that contribution. Let's stop now on the anaerobic digester, move on to the second part of the open session today. And that is about strategic direction of the Parish Council, any financial direction that you think we ought to know about, any suggestions about what you think more money should be spent on in the parish, less money. And it's not just about money as well, it's time and energy, of course. You know, so if there are other things that you think we ought to be focused on, this is your opportunity to let us know. Look, because
I've got a list.
Go on.
Big list. Stop me when you're getting bored with this, but I can always provide it to you on paper as well. I know that the Parish Council is going to put some historical information boards in, these interpretation boards in. I'm wondering whether they would look at expanding that if they are successful. I'm making allowance for that. There's been with Devon Lane bridge over the river, there's been some fundamental weakening of that bridge due to invasive plant, which wasn't removed last year. They have come along and fixed the lower half of it, but not the upper half of it. So the upper half of it is still unstable.
Bridge by the Ford Ford or bridge by the front of St Mary's?
The main Ford.
LCC, yes. That was the name, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they've not actually done the work, and the workmen knew that they weren't doing the work as well.
Yeah.
And they were quick.
The top was unstable.
The top is still unsafe.
Yeah.
If you lean against it, it starts to move. A third point is to do with transport links and whether the Parish Council is thinking of trialling out bus transport links through to Bingham, where they've got a fantastic bus system, and we've got a rubbish one, whether we could link through to that using some kind of private system, or dial a ride type system. Fourth one is...
On that one, Dermot, last year we had all in place. Beaver High School would let us borrow their vehicle. From approximately 9:30 in the morning, it had got to be back by 3.
Yeah, I'm not looking for solutions tonight, because
no,
I know there
that's
are
fine.
There are other things
yeah.
that we can look into.
But that we were going to pay the difference of the insurance.
Yeah.
But the Beaver High School people who have got the bus, they would not allow it.
Yeah, there are already existing
yes.
systems out there which
yeah,
you can
yeah,
potentially extend.
Yeah.
The fourth item was to do with extended parking around the station, which is now starting to become quite a problem, especially to the locals up there, and whether to convert some of the grass area into proper parking. Fifth one is to do with maintenance of the playgrounds around the old school. I know that the library was having issues trying to get use of the playgrounds. They could do with being maintained all year round and on a continuous basis. Sixth point is to do with maintenance of hedgerows and shrubs on the approach to the villages, as well as within the villages. They are starting now to encroach on roads and basically just making the villages look untidy. So I think that it's probably good for the parish council to invest in something like that.
So you think particularly on the Grantham Road? Eh?
Yes, that's the main one. But obviously during the height of the season, the Nottingham Road all the way out to the A52 starts to look a bit tacky as well. The reinstatement of regular litter picking to a level of 3 hours per week as it was before in years gone by kept the villages looking neat and tidy. That's now starting to go downhill.
It has been reinstated with the village warden
there. Right. At that level of 3 hours per week, because it did require that.
Of course, we've been managing without a village warden for a while now, don't we? A number of years, more than 18 months. But we have reinstated one just before Christmas, and so you will see that the job list is starting to be attacked and jobs are getting done, so that's good, including litter picking everywhere.
And including hedgerows and stuff.
Yeah.
I know it's been mentioned before as well about roadside mowing. In the last 2 years especially, there's been some really horrendous looking parts of the villages because the maintenance of those aren't done, and that's basically because LCC are cutting back, there will be a need for the parish council. Previously, the parish council has put hanging baskets and put planters outside of the old school to at least make this area of part of the village look nice during the summer months. I'd just like to see that done from the beginning of the season.
I did that last year.
Yeah, it was done partway through the year. And
it was done.
It wasn't done at the beginning of the year. That wasn't done at all the previous year. Yeah. So I'd just like to see some investment, continuous investment in that area.
Yeah, we're not going to find new baskets, too much work.
Well, Parish Council has previously invested in local businesses to provide those hanging baskets. So.
Yeah.
There's the flags that are flown on our masts. Get a bit tacky from time to time, so there needs to be regular investment there as well. There's also the issue with the neighbourhood plan whether there's the need for expert consultancy on an ongoing basis. I know that's been touched on, but I bring that to the attention of the whole parish council that there's a real need to get a neighbourhood plan that actually protects the villages properly from outside development. Investment in the web site. I see that suddenly it's come live with the new website. That's a good step forward. It's taken quite a while to get there, and we'll probably need a bit of tweaking over the coming months to get it in a proper state of use for the public to make it easy to use. The provision of discussion documents and financial reports and agendas for all meetings. I know there's a cost both time-wise and in paperwork to do that, but it makes for an easier meeting so that the public knows exactly what the parish council is going to be talking about and is able to comment in this session. That's the whole point of having this public session, is that the public can put forward their comments on what you're going to discuss that evening. 14 is to do with support of local groups through the provision of meeting rooms. This is a public building. It was provided by the Duke as a replacement to a previous building. It was for use by the public and was going to be managed by the parish council. It would be good to see that that is properly managed and that the various groups are given free access to it because that is what it was destined for. That includes the youth club, the Good Neighbour Scheme, library, church, etc.
Can I just pause you for a second?
Yeah.
I'm conscious that this is one person's list. Mm. We can come back to you. Anybody else got the, yeah, thank you. You are sending that to us as well, though, aren't you?
I will be.
My name's Norman Baird, and I lived in the Virtue for the past 12 years. And I had first contact 62 years ago when the Naples chap got it moving. So it was quite a difficult time. It's just a very quick one. I've started to look into the group, the Labour Group Platinum, and I can speak to Christ for a long time, just about the details of it. But I just wondered what the parish council's position is. Is it part of the parish council? Are you funding it? Or is it a separate group altogether?
It does report to the parish council, mm-hmm. and it has been part funded by the parish council and part funded by external grants
yes.
that are set up to fund neighbourhood plan writing.
Okay. In that case, then, it is a legal part of the parish council as long as it's a proper group here.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So the rules of the local government, the law on the running of groups, ad hoc groups, are the same for the regional council. So anything that's done here must conform with the local government.
It's similar. It doesn't follow exactly the same rules, but it does follow many of the same rules. So things like declarations of interest, for example, have to be clear.
Yes.
But it doesn't follow exactly the same rules because it was set up as a group of parishioners rather than a group of councillors.
That's under your auspices, sir.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for that. There's another quick one I just want to mention to you. I have a beam of bonnet about the pollution these days. And for example, I understand that 40,000 people a year die from air pollution, mainly diesel fumes. And for some years, we've been very concerned in the village about the diesel fumes coming through. And one of these people who bought a car, a diesel car, 5 years ago, told the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I find that it's just as bad as any other. So I did my views now on it. But the thing is that about a year ago, I came here and we asked the mayor of Nelson Norbridge, who was attending, mm-hmm. if any possibility of getting someone to come down, experts come down and stick up the various equipment to measure the air quality. And we were told that this couldn't happen until after April when the new budget was coming for the Nelson Norbridge. I've not heard anything because I've been sort of on the capacity. But has anything happened and can we do something about this?
Thank you. Alan?
There was one done.
Yeah.
There has been an air quality test done.
That's one.
We'd have to have a... I know that it was done. Yeah. And it came back. It was not negative. It was not a negative report.
It was a positive report.
It was a positive report. It was not a negative report. Had it been negative, I think it would have bounced straight onto here.
But anyway,
Dick.
When you were negative, what you're saying is it's a no problem.
That was what the report stated, that there was no concern. I'm quoting here from a memory, but it is several months ago, but it was, there were no serious...
Can we go back to the report?
Well, I'll try to find the report.
Can we send a copy to Mr. Baird?
Yeah, if you give us a contact, we'll trace it up and try to get it for you.
David?
Well, I was just going to say, we've had this conversation before, 2 years ago, and I got onto Mattborough Council, and they informed me there is a monitoring station down Boxton Lane, south of the A52. So I'm sure they can give us some update feedback on pollution.
But that's outside.
I think that the monitoring station is over the A52 into the lane, but it doesn't really concern us. We've got a continuous 10 buses a day coming through and 150 cars coming up through the village at Spearing Station. The thing is, no one cares about it because you can't see it. But the kids are breathing it in all the time.
Do you think it's possible for us? There are these temporary, movable.
Get the officers to come out again and do another check, by all means. I mean, it's basically a statutory duty to make sure that the pollution levels are reasonable. No problem there.
We'll take that on, and Catherine would really like to know this.
Thank you for your
really set.
Thank you for your appreciate.
Can you give us contact details? I'll put it on my list.
Just write it down. Thank you.
Some years ago, when I was a borough councillor, there was a problem identified with pollution from the power station coming down. I don't know if that's still a problem, because as I say, it's quite some time ago.
Do you remember which power station it was?
So they should put that as a facilitation.
Yeah, that should be monitored.
Thank you. Cobb George.
Cobb George, Beaver Road. Just a quick, very quick, just to let me know what's happened with the independent survey I've had. Thanks to everyone who returned the leaflet. 1,400 plus were delivered, one per household. We got a response of 413 returned, but many signed twice, strengthening the objection. We delivered it to Mr. Jim Worley, who said that if nothing could be done at Melton, he would offer it to the inspector. And finally, may I put the results of the survey on the parish notice boards, please?
Absolutely. Yeah. I come out with that. Well done for organising. Cobb George paid for that out of his own pocket for doing that questionnaire.
Well,
I think it was above £70 he spent on printing and organised all the distribution. But thank you for doing that, Cobb. I see Dave Middleton, and then I've seen a gentleman here. So, Dave.
If we're still on strategic issues, Ollie.
Please.
And you probably will deal with this as part of the neighbourhood plan, but it strikes me that with the increasing population within the village, notwithstanding any increased number of houses, there needs to be some strategic view by the council in terms of how pedestrians move around the village, because there's some real pinch points now. One of the worst ones is Normanton Lane, where you go up Market Street, because cars now assume that they don't have to signal. If you're standing by the Chinese takeaway and want to cross over to Taylor's, cars just come straight on and go straight up. They rarely signal now. There are places further up past the church where there needs to be a footpath. Down Station Road there needs to be a footpath. Now, I can do specific ones, those are just examples, but I think some sort of strategic review of the ease of access of pedestrians to encourage people to walk. I mean, a lot of the traffic down Barton Lane, if people walked, there's no necessity for children to be taken to school, etc., etc. But I think there needs to be some promotion of sort of walking in the village, because an awful lot of the traffic is local traffic, people just moving around.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, might have noted. There's this gentleman here.
James Farrell, Eastwood. I own the site of the former filling station.
Yeah.
Some kids have actually built a new skateboard park on there. I've asked them why. They told me, number one, they get bullied in the existing park, and number two, when it rains, it's really unsafe. So I think that's something that you need to address.
Yeah. Thank you. Because you sent us a note on it last week. So Catherine's written to Ian Wright, who's the chair of the committee, the skate park committee, voicing both the concerns. One is about, is this true that it gets dangerously wet? When it gets wet, does it get dangerous? But the other thing, that's more difficult to fix, perhaps, because it's about the, maybe about the laminate of the wood and the pattern on the wood. The other one about bullying is another one that he needs to address and sort out. And we're all aware of it now as well, and you're all aware of it now. So, you know, we all have a responsibility to keep our eyes open around the whole village. And if we do see one child picking on another child or a group of kids picking on another, you know, it's good to know, and it's good to get names, it's good to get faces, and let's see what we can do about it. But it's only through voicing it that we will get a solution to it. So thank you for voicing it, and we are talking to the committee.
The other thing I raised is the drains in East Brook.
The drains in
East Brook.
The drains in
Now we suffer, I think it's a fact that the gas is escaping from those drains permanently. But when it's balanced chemically, we smell nothing. When the chemicals run out, or as happened a few weeks ago, the pump fails, then we smell the sewage. And it's only because of my nose at the moment that I'm the failback system. So I think that's something that I'd like the Parish Council to help us with, because we're not a big enough group of people for Severn Trent to care about.
Sometimes it's really.
Do one of the East Orc members want to speak about this? But David, I've got you in as well. I think you've taken on this call as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we've
tried to get the council to do something about it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Sorry, the question about the smell in East Orc. I think you've had an active involvement in it. Look, Ian's saying that the main way of testing.
Muslim.
Yeah.
On the corner of Muslim and Mount, and then outside the old bakehouse.
Yeah.
Those are the right opposite Mount Street House.
Yeah.
Is a big house. Hours, between ours and Paul's here.
Yeah.
Inside our houses, actually.
Yeah.
Now, the Melton Borough Council think because the problem emanates in the street, it's not their problem, so even environmental health don't care about it. Severn Trent have told me off the record if we were a big group of people to do something about it, because we're not, it suits them to wait till something happens, prime the chemical, prime the pump, and then wait for the next thing. It's like a third world country, actually, sometimes when this is.
I remember now, yes, because I was asking you who is responsible for it, and you were saying it's Severn Trent, but then which body is responsible for almost employing Severn Trent to do it? Is it a borough council issue? Is it a Leicester council issue? Or is it a parish issue?
Well, it's Severn Trent problem. It's emanated from your sewer.
I think it's going into our house. Into our houses.
Is it Severn Trent?
Stairs, we have it in
place. Well, as I said in the email, that I could certainly get somebody from that not to come out and do a test.
Is it building on environmental health, or is it more environmental?
It's a fact. The drains that are broken, they're leaking. Back pressure that comes up into our houses. It's only back, we only don't smell it when they've got the chemicals balanced. So they've accepted all that the drains are.
No, I appreciate this problem, but the question I'm trying to get to is who's responsible for fixing it?
Severn Trent are a statutory undertaker, therefore they're not answerable to any local authority.
Right.
So there's no, with the best will in the world, Melton can only advise, they're not in a position to instruct or to take care of.
Oh, no, that's absolutely right. But they can certainly put pressure on. And if this pipe is broken.
Well, it's porous. It's porous.
How big is this pipe?
There's a pressure build up from the pumping.
Yeah.
The air's got to get somewhere to go.
Yeah.
So it backs up through the water traps. Well, the rain covers into our houses sometimes.
The interesting thing of what you said there is that in the 710. I told you they would respond if there was big enough pressure. So, yeah, I'm sure. But I think it's therefore up to us all to put more pressure on. So,
well, if the pipe is porous, it's obviously damaged. So it's Severn Trent's responsibility to repair that pipe.
That's right.
They say they get pipe. This is their first stage treatment, is to simply neutralise or balance the smell with the chemical. Now, I've written to them formally, and I've sent a copy of this, asking them what the chemical content of the combination of the chemical and the hydride is, in whether this is causing a problem, whether it's kids have illnesses, have stomach upsets,
Can you forward me the information you have? And I'll contact Southern Trent myself and just see if we can get to the bottom.
This actually has been going on for over 10 years, because that 10 years ago the pipes ruptured. They replaced one section, but the rest of the pipe is porous. And it's been an ongoing thing every summer for the last at least 10 years.
David, can we take that then?
Yeah.
That you will do it independently to start off with? And could we put it on the agenda for the next meeting? David, if you can come back to the next meeting with the responses that you're getting from Severn Trent. And if you haven't solved it, we'll write an official letter from ourselves to the parish council. So this will go on the meeting, the agenda for the next meeting.
Yeah.
We've offered to send the documentation.
Yeah.
Please do that. Send it to the clerk, if you would, and to David.
Yeah.
And then we'll be able to use that. Randall.
Yeah, on the same subject there, has a gentleman of people involved, have they all written to Severn Trent, this is what we need to do, and then they get a number?
Yeah.
Have you all got the number?
I haven't got a number, I've got lots of correspondence.
Well, you mean a reference number?
A reference number. Yeah. Then you get a reference number, and if enough of you do it, they will react, and they will act. That's what you've got to do.
Mm.
Okay?
So, Susan Middleton.
Susan Middleton, of the High Street. Should the gate at the bottom of Barkston Lane still be open?
It should be closed.
The locks are broken.
Yeah.
And my concern is that the amount of traffic that is coming down from Normanton, which is travelling through the village, across the bridge by the church, coming along the High Street, is then going down Barkston Lane, where all the children are coming out of school, etc., etc., rather than actually even going down Beaver Road and onto the bypass.
I don't think you've looked into this.
Yeah, Bob Councillor Spar and myself. Not this week, but this coming week, we're actually going to go on to Barkston Lane and stand there and take some car numbers. And we are going to, I actually will try to stop the people to go through.
What can you do about the lorries?
The lorries are going down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, I'll do that and contact the company.
Are they going to the fruit farm? Are they going to the fruit farm?
Treasure.
Yeah,
yeah, but they're not, but Barkston Lane is not a through road.
No.
So we can do something about that by telling we'll get hold of the companies.
Well, also, just so Treasure, obviously, they come from Normans and they do things at Hangar 9.
Yes.
And they're actually really supportive of our efforts to keep the speed down. They've been a very, very understanding organisation. So it might be worth just the direct approach that you want to do that, Alan.
Or do that for you.
And Lee as well. I'm just calling you to this.
Yes.
Thought about, can it?
Oh, yes. But
sorry. Is there a way of locking the gate? I know there's an issue here with the farmer getting access.
Yeah, there was an issue before as well. It's difficult to he will go through it and then leave it open while he does a job and then comes back. He can't say if it'll be an hour or 2 days, and there was no way of saying which one that'll be, and we couldn't enforce it. So let's say, for instance, he has a job that takes him a week and he goes through it on Monday. Doesn't close until Friday, it would be impossible to enforce him to close it, and that was where the issue lied.
Is it not too much to ask the farmer? I know we don't want to put more and more
work. It was to put pressure on him.
Just jump out of the cab and lock it up.
That's what we're trying to do, yeah.
Right.
That was the approach. He did actually do it for a period of time,
yeah,
and it seems to have lapsed.
The actual lug on the barrier has been knocked off.
Yeah,
with an angle, right?
Yeah, because it's been cut numerous times, and every time he says, I can't shut it, I can't lock it, it's because there's no point in shutting it, he can't lock it. So that's why it's been left open.
And we're assuming it's not Barbara that's been doing it.
No. Whoever's done it has taken some time. It's not like they've just taken little bolt cutters. They've taken a mobile angle grinder to cut the lock off.
Right.
So somebody is really keen to use that barrier.
And whose is it? Whose barrier is it?
LCC. Yeah.
There we go then. So we'll have to get a note to LCC, let's see if we can get it fixed. the first thing, so that's the first job to do. The second job is to get the support of the farmer again.
The farmer was quite amicable to keep it shut. It was only originally he said, well, you didn't tell me how often I had to keep it open or shut.
Yeah.
I think it was just the fact that I think he was just being awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So that's what we'll do, Stu. We'll write back to the asking him to fix it, and then we'll ask the farmer to lock it up even when he's just been through it.
I mean, would it be possible to actually have an electronic
It was looked into, but it was more than £20,000,
mm-hmm.
and that was because to get power there as well, you could then get solar powered ones,
mm-hmm.
but they're subject to vandalism.
Mm-hmm.
We'll climb on saxophone.
Right,
so
time for two or three more questions, and then I'm going to go to the full part of the meeting.
Can I make a report now?
Roger.
Rubbish down Murray Lane. There's loads and loads of rubbish that's in the sky, and I believe they may be drug taking down Murray Lane as well, because there's loads of little gas canisters down there. And also, Muslim Lane, I think there's drugs involved down there as well.
Down by the Lingard.
Right, down the bottom.
There's cars regularly at the bottom of Mosson Lane, and I'm certain they do drugs.
From our end, from Mosson side, the police often pop down because they used to use the Mosson side. And then they the police would go so regular that now they seem to have got wise to that. And there's a track that runs parallel. The police used to lock the other end. Quite cunningly of them, and then drive around. Of course, they'd scarper, but they'd only get to a dead end. So it was they got quite good at that, and they used to catch them. So they seemed to have stopped using that location, and unfortunately, they'd moved to the other side of the road.
Yeah, I nearly got run over one night walking the dog when they came up, and certain they were high. And this girl just came straight at me at Mosson Lane, and you know how wide it is.
Yeah,
had to jump on the grass to get out of the way.
Right, so we will contact the police about this.
I'll contact them.
And that's both Granary Lane and the Muslim Lane. Well, we'll do both sides, the East Thorpe Lane and the Muslim Lane.
Can you ask the village warden to clear the rubbish up there?
Yeah.
And also, there's a rail off at the fence right at the bottom. I don't know who's responsible for that.
Right at the bottom of which rail?
Granary Lane, on the East Thorpe end, there's a broken rail, and it's been thrown into the dark.
Did you
report that?
No, we know about that one.
Okay.
You said it's not the parish council's responsibility.
Is that LCC?
It's the
or drainage.
Well, it used to be the Inland Drainage Board, which is switched now to somebody else. Which I can't tell you off the cuff who that is.
Could you remember who it is and then let Catherine know? No, thank you, David. One more question.
This is just expanding on something that Dermot said about the maintenance around the school, and the school yard, is that something that the village warden is going to? I know there is meant to be some work there, and I am concerned that gets prioritised in some way, because it is actually a fire exit onto the library exits onto that in case there was an emergency.
Yeah.
And my concern, looking at health and safety, is that actually is people are not going to just walk out there and be particularly careful, and it is very slippery now.
Yeah,
so what I'd like to look at is how do you prioritise your work for your village warden? Obviously health and safety would have to come pretty high, and therefore I would be asking if that actually is a health and safety issue.
Okay.
Yeah, that's already, he's already been asked to do that, or he was going to be.
Yeah.
I noticed that when I had to clear the fireworks from there.
Good, thank you.
So I did notice all that, and I was talking to Dave.
But that would be
well.
Really good, thank you.
Very good. Enjoyed it so much, let's have one more question. Anybody else? Anybody else? No.
I've got something really quick. As you leave Mosson going towards the canal, it meets the old railway line, and obviously that's a Sustram area.
It is, yeah.
And there's so many people that pick their dog mess and then leave it in the bag and then just hang it on a tree.
There's no dog bin.
Yeah. So you could do with a dog bin somewhere. Now, it's obviously Sustram property, so can we put one on, or do we have to try and ask them to put one on, or how does that work? I don't know. But the people park the car there, which is great, because they can park the car, walk down the old railway line, turn around the duck or wherever, and come back.
Yeah.
but they all the way down there's just loads of bags hanging everywhere because there's nowhere to put them. With no excuse, but there is no bin.
So we'll get a bin. We can source two new bins,
haven't we? I think
they're
gone
already. McGee be there or at the canal itself, but that would be probably prime because it would be easier maintenance wise to empty the thing because you have to drive down the vehicle park. And then the other one I have to walk a bit, so that would be more light and it's easier to maintain. It does, yeah, the old railway line does.
I'm tempted to say let's get on and put one there anyway, and ask for forgiveness later.
Contact them.
Yeah, okay, fine, let's contact us then.
It is an access, as in they have opened it for public use.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good, thank you. Gemma.
Can I just say, I was only halfway through my list, and I know there's other things that have been brought up tonight. I'm also aware that you are going to have to seal off the precepts for next year tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've not really had a good input from the village as far as setting a precept, which means that the things that the parish want you to do for them is now not going to get done until April 2018 at the earliest.
That's not quite right, because we've got enough money in the budget in terms of like special projects and stuff like that in order to tackle some of these issues that are likely to come up through the year anyway. And if you remember at the last meeting, the one just prior to Christmas, we were talking about a 4.08 to 4.09 percent increase, which David will speak to later, which we're pretty confident that these sorts of issues we will be able to tackle in that increase of the precept. But the point's well made, and what we will do in future years is we'll have this session we've just had the month before setting the precept, so that we can input it into the precept planning in a little bit more precise way. But don't fear, I think most of the projects we've talked about tonight can be, with the exception of the £20,000 barrier for that's not part of the precept. And please do send us on.
I will do. I've also got one of the other items I'd like to speak to as well, if covered tonight.
Now, we'll do it now,
and then we'll get into closed session. It's to do with 184 Beadle Lane parking for the Methodist Chapel. Can I just point out that this is a conservation area and is adjacent to a Grade 2 listed building, and that all the neighbours and residents of Beadle Lane did actually historically and unanimously support the protection of the grassed areas down that lane, and it was also supported by the parish council by the installation of approved conservation posts. Because that part of what is a pretty village and a pretty part of the village was torn to shreds. It was just one big mud bath, and I wouldn't like to see that is reversed in any way. The reason why the Methodist Chapel got approval for, or part of the reason it got approval for, the extensions which have caused part of this problem of attracting a lot of use of the Methodist Chapel was to supply 9 parking spaces over in Bill Roberts's yard, which has now since been rescinded. So that has actually created an even bigger problem. So we've now got an enlarged chapel which is attracting a lot more, which it's not a bad thing, it's attracting a lot more usage, but that's then creating a problem of parking, and there is parking down on the main Normanton Lane where it's wider, but you know, with people being dropped off, that's fine, but it is going to create a problem. So I don't know whether there is a solution to this, but all I would say is from the point of the Deeper Lane residents, please don't reverse what has been put in place to protect a pretty part of the village.
Thank you very much.